Part A. Directions.
You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
Question 1. Good morning, may I help you?
I'd like to exchange some money first.
Anything else?
Then I'd like to open a savings account.
Question 2. When will the bank open?
It opens from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. from Monday through Friday. And it opens from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
Question 3. Why don't we stop for some crackers after the film?
I'd love to, but I am on a diet.
But you're very slim.
Yes, girls can never be too thin. Question 4. Dear, I feel hungry now. How about you?
So do I. Let me call the room service. Hello, room service? Please send a menu to 826. Thank you.
Question 5. Jack must have been joking when he said that he was going to quit his job.
Don't be too sure. He told me that he was trying to sell his house. Question 6. I'd like to talk to you about our next building project. Can you fix a meeting for this week? What about Thursday?
Well, I'm sorry. I've been extremely busy this week. I'll be at a meeting all day on Thursday. And I'm going out of town on Friday. Is Wednesday all right?
Question 7. I thought it would be fun if we all went to the movie downtown.
Count me out.
Why?
I've heard that it's not worth the money.
Question 8. You must be Kelly. Thanks for coming. It's hard to find a good babysitter on Friday night.
I like watching kids, and I need the extra money. I'd like to talk to you about my new rate increases.
Question 9. Mrs. Anderson, you must have gained a deep insight into the problems of married couples.
Yes, I think I have.
What do you consider to be the most important problems? Question 10. I enjoy camping out in the summer. A great change from city life, I think.
Yes, you said it. I went with my friends last Sunday. We really enjoyed ourselves, and we are going camping next weekend. Would you like to come along with us?
I'd love to, thank you.
Part B, Directions.
You will hear 4 short dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear each piece only once.
Question 11 through 13 are based on the following dialogue between an employer and an employee. Come in, please, have a seat.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Turner, branch manager.
Katie Thomas, nice to meet you.
I hear that you're looking for temporary office work.
That's right.
How old are you, Katie?
18.
That's rather young. What experience have you had?
Well, I've just left school, in fact, and I'm looking for a job between now and when I go to college.
It doesn't sound as if we can help, Katie. You see, our clients are very demanding, especially when it comes to new office technology.
Oh, that's no problem. I took extra classes in office skills at school.
Oh, perhaps you'd like to outline what you've been doing.
I started by learning keyboard skills. Then I went on to learn about word processing.
Good. You seem qualified from the technical point of view, but how well do you think you'll get along with people in an office?
I think I'm quite adaptable. I belong to the Drama Society as well as working on the school magazine. And I played a bit of sports, so I'm used to working as part of a team.
Sounds good. Let's see. There's a request from Johnson's Imports for a bright youngster.
Questions 14 through 17 are based on the following dialogue between a lawyer and his customer. Good morning, Mr. Tim. It's a long time since I've had the pleasure of a visit from you.
Yes, it must be 3 or 4 years. I haven't visited you since I called about my will. You helped me with that, you remember?
Yes, I remember. Do you want to make any changes in your will?
I don't think that will be necessary, but you'll tell me if it is. I left everything you remember to my wife, and after her death, to my son Jerry. I have about $15,000 in shares of industrial companies. These bring in, after paying tax, about $1,125 a year. Well, I'm earning a good salary now, and I shall get a good pension from my employers, so my wife and I can live fairly comfortably with this extra income. I want to buy some land and build a house for my son. He will need a house when he gets married. I'm thinking of building one and giving it to him.
Your son's lucky. So you want my help buying the land and building the house?
Yes, that's right. As soon as you've done what's necessary for buying the land, Jerry and I will see an architect.
Have you found a plot yet?
Jerry was in Edinburgh last Saturday and saw a plot he likes. My wife and I went there 2 days ago, and we liked it too. I'd like you to make the necessary inquiries for me.
I'd be pleased to do that. I shall have to write to the local authority and inquire whether it is allowed to build a house on your piece of land. You are not allowed to build a house without permission from the planning authority. And sometimes the authority decides that a house must be built of stone and not of brick, so that it doesn't spoil the surrounding village. Questions 18 through 21 are based on the following dialogue in a travel agency. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I am going to see the West End.
How much time do you have?
Just one day.
Well, what do you particularly want to do?
I want to visit museums, art galleries, Buckingham Palace, do some shopping, go to the theater.
But you only have one day.
That's right.
Well, you can go shopping in the morning.
Where?
In Oxford Street.
How do I get there?
You can walk through Hyde Park. It's quite close.
Good. What time do the shops open?
At 9.
Are there any restaurants in Oxford Street?
Yes, there are lots. You can have lunch there.
Are there any museums near Oxford Street?
Yes, the British Museum. You can go there in the afternoon.
Good. What time does it close?
At 5.
I want to go to the theater in the evening.
Well, there are many theaters near there.
Where?
In Shaftesbury Avenue. You can take a bus from the British Museum.
Perfect. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Have a good time. Questions 22 through 25 are based on the following monologue on smoking. Why do people smoke? One reason is that people become dependent on cigarettes. The substance which people cannot resist in cigarettes is nicotine. When people smoke, the nicotine goes directly into the bloodstream and makes people feel relaxed. A smoker's body gets accustomed to the nicotine, and if he stops smoking, he feels nervous. Many smokers try to stop smoking, but because of their dependence on nicotine, they feel so uncomfortable that they often find it hard to stop. Another reason is that people simply enjoy smoking and what it symbolizes. Having a cigarette for many people means taking a break. For some people, smoking becomes part of certain social forms, for example, the cigarette after dinner. Many people enjoy smoking because it makes their hands busy. Many people also like the taste of tar in cigarettes. However, it is the tar that causes cancer. While governments and health experts have tried to make people give up smoking entirely, cigarette manufacturers have to keep selling them by producing cigarettes with less tar. Many people in Western countries have welcomed these cigarettes since they find it difficult to stop smoking but want to reduce its risk.